everyone. Welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey, guys.
Jules.
What's good, my friends?
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
On tonight's episode, we are switching gears from announcements, and we will chat about Disney Plus and play a game of Love It, Like It, Hate It, Never Seen It, Disney Movie Edition. But first, tonight's rope drop question: do you prefer old animation or new animation? Bum, bum, bum. I didn't tell anybody what the question was so that they would all have this shocked look on their face. And we're gonna start with whoever looks like the most like they have the answer. And it's gonna be Jimmy.
All right. What you got, Jimmy? I have a clarifying question.
Sure. What you got?
When you say old versus new, are you talking old versus new wave 1989 Little Mermaid?
Like, or are you talking and, like... No, I'm thinking like Beauty and the Beast versus like Toy Story, where things started to like really look real.
Oh, all right, so you're talking hand-drawn versus computer.
Hand-drawn versus computer.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Do you prefer? Wow. Do you want them to come back with some more hand-drawn? Are you married to this new way? What are your thoughts?
Wow.
Mine is deep. It's deep tonight already.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'm a big fan of the Renaissance period from 89 through 95 when Toy Story kicked in. I'm a really big fan of that era of animation. You know, the animation studio was dead for so long. You know, they're putting out crap like the Black Cauldron, and then you turn around in 89, I hope I got the year right, and you're putting out Little Mermaid and then Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and all this stuff that's like considered the glorious renaissance of the Disney Animation Studio. However, you look at the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous things they're able to do now at Pixar, and every animation company really is caught up. I mean, Pixar doesn't really stand out anymore as in my opinion, as the premier animator. Everybody's looks great. So, but I think for me, in my heart, that period from 89 to 96, before Toy Story, is really like the most gorgeous hand-drawn stuff. You know, Lion King, all that stuff is beautifully done. You know, so I think that's the period I'm going to stick with.
Roxanne?
Yeah, I think I'm in that area too, because the old hand-drawn stuff is just amazing. Like, what you said with the Lion King, the way they did the stampede, where you see the little ant and then it zooms into the wildebeest, or when you see Beauty and the Beast where they're dancing in the ballroom, and just the way that they did that was amazing. I believe that Princess and the Frog was the last hand-drawn.
I was going to ask, what do we think was the last
Princess movie? And it came out right around the same time as Tangled, and it was kind of a test, sort of, to see which, you know, one did better. And Tangled just did better. But I think that Princess and the Frog is a more beautiful movie to watch.
Yeah.
Jules?
Neither.
All right, I
actually am partial to the original movies, where each of the original movies was a different art style. They weren't locked into one art style. He was experimenting with different kinds of things and coming up with new techniques. And so I appreciate the different eras of animation, but I'm partial to the original ink and paint, you know, the different layers and the way that they film that's my favorite. I wish they'd bring something unique like that back, but I can totally appreciate the stuff that we have out now. It's just not as beautiful or as, I don't know, handcrafted to me as the originals.
I think it's interesting you mention the early techniques, because there was a one of the, we do question of the day on Alexa every day, and one of them was who has the most Oscars ever, and it is Walt Disney. And we were Crystal and I were talking about the early things that, you know, a lot of the stuff that he invented, like, for example, the multi-plane animation technique, you know, where the backgrounds, you know, you zoom through different backgrounds and stuff to get to the house in the woods or whatever else, you know, because he's shooting through six or seven different layers of animation cells. So you mentioned that the stuff that he created and the techniques that he experimented with, I mean, he's responsible for an awful lot of technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I kind of, then that's kind of the same thing with George Lucas. You know, we love the original Star Wars movies because he invented all that stuff. Right. Like, it didn't exist. So he had to come up with everything that he did. And then people were ticked off in the 90s when he came out with the, when he like redid the originals.
He added all this crap to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And people were like, the heck is this crap? Nobody asked for this.
Well, like, even on like a basic level, like James Cameron and Avatar, like he invented the stuff that made him video the way, you know, record it or whatever, the way, you know, if it's not, you have this vision, but what's happening or what's happening right now can't get to that vision. You have to come up with how you can get to that vision. And I think that's lost a lot in the parks. And I hope that, you know, there's a way, like Walt isn't lost in that because he did so many different things. I mean, not to get like super deep here, but I mean, it's not, he didn't just make fun little rides in a theme park. I mean, the animation and the movies were the beginning before a theme park and all that kind of stuff. So,
and then they had to create for the theme parks. How are we going to get a floating head and a ball? How are we going to?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Yep. A lot of new technology.
You know, a lot of that stuff, a lot of the illusions, you know, had to be invented, patented.
Like movie sets in a way.
Right. Like a lightsaber that actually will extend lit.
Oh my God. Yeah,
they're still doing it.
And so we're still innovating, crafting. Yeah. So there you go.
So, all right.
That's a good question. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Fascinating.
I like the element of surprise at the game.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should always do that. I think we should
keep it a secret.
I think Rope Drop should be a secret because you're always like, don't talk about it now.
Well,
don't talk
about it now. That is true. That's you guys don't know this, but throughout the week, we come up with a Rope Drop question and I'm always like, you can't speak, because as soon as I say it, somebody's like, well, actually, or I think, I'm like, I don't want to know what you think. Don't say it.
Yeah. So I like that this was surprised.
I mean, I do want to know what you think, but just
we had
now.
To think about it on the spot and we couldn't discuss it ahead of time. I liked it.
All right. Well, we'll format. Do that again.
There you go. Cool.
Way to change it up. Episode 65.
We're innovating.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Well, you've got to keep changing. So recently there have been a lot of new things on Disney Plus, and I mean, let's not beat a dead horse, but COVID has changed a lot of things, and one of them is how you watch movies. It used to be a new movie came out and your only option was to go to the theater and eat a lot of popcorn and buy a lot of candy and pay a ridiculous amount for all your family to sit there, only for sometimes you to be mad because the people in front of you keep talking or whatever. So I mean, this is not personal experience at all.
No, not at all. Tyron Joy would never put up for people talking.
I'm going to go get a manager. I'll be right back.
Hanging people so, with their popcorn.
Maybe. So anyway, it's changed. And, you know, just like we're having to adapt, so is the movie industry. So a lot of them are coming out on different platforms, but for Disney, that is Disney Plus and their Premier Access. And a lot of times they're coming out there only, or they're coming out there at the same time that they're now coming in theaters as more theaters are opening up. So we're going to chat about some of those new things that are out that we think are worth watching or that we've watched or maybe you've watched. And so here we go. Want to start, Jules?
Okay. So do you want to start with like shows or stuff that's in theaters and available on Premier Access?
Why don't we start with theaters and what's available on Premier Access? Because you recently watched one in the theaters, but it's also available on Premier Access, correct?
It is. I recently saw Black Widow in the theater. Premier Access is $30. It's $29.99. So $30, right? Mm-hmm. And once you have it, you have it. And I can definitely see the value in only spending $30 to watch something at home in the comfort of your own home, especially if you have more than two people, because we went on Sunday. We did not go during a matinee time. It was $13.50 a ticket, but we had the really nice reclining leather seats, you know, with the thing that pops up. We had popcorn. All in all, it cost us about $40 to go to movies for just two of us.
Sure.
All right. So it definitely would have been less expensive. However, I will say, there's something to be said for the way that movies, that the cinematography is planned out in the director's head, right? Sure. And this particular movie was shot for the big screen. That's not to say that you won't be able to appreciate it on your television, but it's definitely meant to be seen. The sound effects and the stunts and all the things that are going on are meant to be experienced in that environment. When the first movie that we had on Disney Plus that was the surprise, right, when the first lockdowns happened, was Onward.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be in the movie theater, and they gave it to us like a gift.
Yeah,
and
it was great, too.
I remember it was a great movie, and we waited. Like, we had a whole view party for it. It was great. But I remember thinking, boy, that would have looked really great on the big screen.
Sure.
And I'm sad that we didn't get to experience that. Something else like Cruella, I wasn't going to pay premiere access for. Raya and the Last Dragon, I was not paying premiere access for. We had wanted to see Mulan on the big screen and didn't get the opportunity to. We ended up just waiting until it was free. We just kind of kept hoping it would come out in the theater, and it just didn't where we were. I don't know if it did for anybody else. But, you know, I mean, it's really... Now that they give you options, you just kind of have to weigh it. There's some stuff that's coming out. What's next coming out on the 30th for premiere access is Jungle Cruise. We plan to go see that. Jungle.
Oh, that's a big screen.
Yeah. Big we plan to go see it in the theater, you know?
I mean, part of that can be like, maybe you weren't comfortable going into the theater, and maybe you are feeling more comfortable now than you were, you know, a couple months ago. What was one of the movies you named? I just forgot.
Cruella. Raya, Mulan.
Oh, Raya. We paid for that one. And then it was because they really wanted to watch it. And we do like a movie night. Well, we do a picnic and movie. And it's not necessarily always a meal that should probably be in picnic form, but they just love to eat on the floor in our living room. And so that's like a really big deal at our house. And so that was one of the movies that was out. And yes, it was premiere access, but there really wasn't anything else that Rob and I were like, all right. So we paid for that one. And then it like a week later was like, not. And I'm like, oh, well, we can just watch it again now. I mean, we own it now or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it was great. I really liked it. I actually liked that movie better the second time that we watched it than the first time. So if you didn't love it the first time, maybe the second time is for you. And then recently we watched Luca. And have you all watched?
Haven't seen it yet, but
Luca was very cute, but it's not offered in theaters. Takes place in Italy and
Crystal's all
right. And so it was only... on premiere, or it was only on Disney Plus, and it was not even premiere access, which like blew my mind.
It was instantly
available.
I would have paid to see that in the theater. That was a good movie.
What's funny is we had all ready to go and plan to, and my Wells, who's way beyond his years, was like, it's free. I already saw it. And I was like, no, it's not. It just came out today. It is premiere access. And he's like, no, it's not, Mom. It's regular. And I was like, no, it's not. I'm a Disney travel agent. I know these things. No, I do not. Because I was like, arguing with my 9-year-old, and it was free. But we were all set to pay. We were ready to go. Disney, you could have just taken our money.
I had no idea it was free. I would have watched
it. It's really cute.
Another freebie. Freebie. I say that, you know, but you know, you have a paid subscription anyway. Sure. That it was not offered for theaters. Flora and Ulysses. Fantastic movie. It was so good. It's a live action slash, it's like computer animation. Really, really good. That was a theater worthy movie also, and they just released it. It's so, so good. An example of a movie that we ended up watching, I'm going to go off the path real quick. I'm just going to use as an example. We saw Boss Baby.
Oh,
we have Peacock is included with our cable. Mm-hmm. So we watched it on Peacock. I would have been mad if I paid to see that in the movie.
Well, yeah.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie, but it wasn't good enough. Like, it wasn't good enough for me.
I mean, I'll be honest. It
was a movie theater worthy.
Some of those movies that are like, I'm totally there for my child. I am not there because and there are movies like Jungle Cruise that's coming out. I was like, y'all, I'm going. If you want to come, join me. If you don't, I'm going. Like, there are movies like that that I go into. Like, it may be geared towards you, but I'm still watching it. But there are other movies like that. Like, not to get way off, but like, my daughter wanted to see like Spirit, the new horse, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Again, not for me, but for her. And so not one that I would have paid, you know, premier access for, so to speak. But some of these other ones, you know, are worth the premier access. You would have taken your whole family to the theater, and maybe you still will, mm-hmm. if it opens in your area or it's at home readily available. Has anybody watched Cruella?
Nope.
Uh-uh.
No, I haven't watched it. My daughter went to see it, but I haven't seen it.
She I'm waiting till it's free.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting.
We've toyed with it like 6 times. She's like, you know, we'd spend it. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Well, it's not, to me, I don't think it looks super kid friendly. And we've talked about this before. So I'm not going to pay premier access for something that we can't watch as a family. I mean, Rob and I will just wait till it's free if I can twist his arm to watch it. And I'm not even sure that I can. So
there you go.
So, do we want to jump into some shows or other Disney Plus favorites?
I want to touch on something you said really quick about living room picnic. I just want to know how many of y'all have had living room picnics, because that was a staple when my daughter was little. We just talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
We would get a big beach towel, throw it on the floor, and sit on the floor and eat pizza and watch Cars. That was like her favorite movie for a while. We did it every Friday night. And it was just a ritual in our house. And she's like, that was my favorite thing.
During this, and because of Disney Plus, we've rewatched some movies. Wells was out of town and Finley picked Frozen 2. And we watched Moana, that we know our friend Jules is not a super fan of. And since this is Disney Plus movie night here on the Ears for You podcast, Jules, why don't you enlighten us as to why you don't love Moana?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's the recycled grandmother and the defiant princess who thinks she knows better and then has to get rescued and then has to apologize to her parents because she didn't freaking listen to them and she got herself in trouble. And if she just listened to her parents, she would have been just fine.
But if she listened to her parents, she wouldn't have saved the crops. Have you watched the end of the movie?
If she had listened to her parents, I wouldn't have had to listen to Shiny.
The ocean was calling.
Oh my God.
It's not her voice.
You don't like Shiny.
I can't stand Shiny. I hate it so much.
I seriously, though, I could do without the Shiny. The Shiny's
weird. Evelina loves that.
She died.
I think it's kind of fun, but I can tell it's a little bit weird.
It's a little like just, I could have done
so
without it.
Contrary to the rest of the music, and the rest of the music is so different than that one song.
So
it's
shiny.
Just like a glaring.
Yeah, it kind of stands out like sore thumb.
It does.
In that movie,
well, but so does Shiny Things. Yeah. Sometimes Shiny Things stand out like a sore thumb.
But every Disney movie on Earth is based around not listening to your parents. So.
I know.
Well, most of the time, you don't even have parents. So,
yeah,
that's because
I would listen to them, but they were shot in the head. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I would listen to them, but they were eaten by a shark. You know,
it's part of how
it is tough.
It's
it is
the way.
Tough.
Okay. Yeah. New series. I'll kick that off and then y'all can contribute. I'm going to start off with this one because Library, the Mysterious Benedict Society, they totally nailed this. It is awesome. We have enjoyed watching every episode. It comes out every Friday. And if you get to the end of the season and you want to know what happens next, go check out the books. Mm. All the spoilers are on your library shelves or at Barnes and Noble or Books A Million. Just
says the librarian.
Read a book.
She's like, get off your devices, stop listening to this podcast, and go open a book. The more you know. Anyway,
just not a Froder's Disney 2016 or 2020, because those things are notoriously like, they're instantly obsolete as soon as they're friggin' printed and on the shelf. And I don't know why we still have them. Like, we still have ones on the shelf library from 2017. Oh. And like, why do we have these? They're completely obsolete. It doesn't even matter.
I think I still have one from like 2012.
Ooh,
in my office.
Those are like vintage now.
Yeah, they're like historical references at this point. Exactly.
Oh, look, Mr. Like, Toad's Wild Ride.
The artifacts.
You know something that happened in 2012.
Ooh, Toontown. Oh, can we go see the town hall? I'd like to meet Mickey.
Uh-oh, hold on. Wait, don't. You're going to give her ideas for games.
That's good. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
So
what replaced this?
Yep. So another one that we have been, some of us have watched more recent than others, but it is the new Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I watched it today.
Yes, it's super so fun.
It is super cute. Monsters at Work. I love that they have all the same voices. It's that makes it so legit to me. Like,
here's a question, though.
Listen, it's not like Billy Crystal's busy these days.
Well, I know, but like, I hate it when they do a reboot and they're like, or not a reboot, because it's not a reboot, but when they try to make an extension, but they can't get like everybody back.
Those two guys are the exact same people.
Yeah, but it's like, awesome. I hate it when they try to do something, it's an addition to, but it's like, we can't get everybody back, so we're going to like trick you with these other, like, that makes it so not authentic. And
Why? And I haven't watched subsequent episodes. I only watched the first episode today. But why replace Roz?
Why replace Roz with Roz?
Roz, yeah, exactly.
Same voice,
Yeah.
I think it's. I just think it's funny because it's a joke, right? Like maybe like Roz was ready to retire or whatever, but you still have to have a Roz. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched episode three? I watched episode three. Is anybody else on episode three?
I just watched one. I only had time for one today.
When did three come out? Oh, no. I think
We watched it 2 days ago.
No, all three of them are there. The first three episodes are there.
We only watched two.
Did they drop the whole series or is it?
There's only three episodes out. All I'm going to say is that episode three made me cry.
Oh.
Oh, like, that's super good.
I did notice that. The animation on it was really, really nice. Like sometimes with these TV ones,
the fur.
Everything was right there.
Dial it back, but it looked really, really good.
I think that's what I mean. It seems like an extension of, and nothing was held back. Actors,
I don't think they, you know, and I mean, the technology's come so far since the first one.
Sure.
Anyway, but even like the technology for the first one is amazing when he's sledding down the hill and his fur's waving like that. I remember sitting in the theater going, this is unbelievable that they did
the behind the scenes and they like had to animate each individual hair. Strand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That but was like looked, super high.
It looked really, it looks great. The credits are in the original credit style with the doors and the font and everything else. It looks really good. The storyline makes sense. And I'm psyched that they are following the last floor storyline, you know?
It's like a continuation.
Right.
It is. Without giving spoilers, it's the premise is like what actually happened after they converted to laugh power from scare power.
Right.
If you haven't watched it yet.
That's my question.
But the nuances that were involved with that, like in Meet the Robinsons, when he's like, I didn't really think this out well. You know, like they haven't really thought through how all this is going to work. And now they're like, it's trial by fire to get this going the way that they need it to go.
Yeah. Roxanne, what were you going to ask, Rox?
Oh, so I was wondering if they're actually going to tie this into the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor that's in, you know, Magic Kingdom, Are we going to see Buddy Boyle? Are we going to, you know, see some of the...
Oh, that'd be awesome. Buddy Boyle, Salmonella. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that would be fun to make
your buddy. He's my buddy.
That would even make it like a little bit more current and like add something back, like, you know.
And that brings, that makes that attraction, which a lot of people overlook. It's an overlooked gem, Monsters, Inc. Lot Floor.
Yep.
It's a totally overlooked gem. It's a great use of that space. It's a great place to cool off. And the show itself is hilarious, but I believe it's overlooked. There's never a
I mean, when did the last Monsters, Inc., the second
university
did that come out? I mean, because...
When we lived in Washington State. So
because I feel like 13, anytime... Like 13 or 12. You can make it current to what your kids may be watching. 2013. On TV. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's 2021. And if you visit, it's not open at the moment, but let's say you
visit it?
In 2022.
No, it's not.
Let's say it's 2022. I mean, we'd love for it to open sooner, but let's just say, I don't know why it can't open sooner, but anyway.
I think it's part of the Actors Guild.
It's an Actors Guild.
How many actors? But you can be 6 feet apart in that and act.
No, it's the people who do the voices backstage.
Well, I get that, people. But if they can bring back Lion King and they can bring back the actors of Frozen, you can bring back those people and they can be 6 feet apart behind stage.
Yeah, then let's bring back Hoopty Doo while we're at it, too.
Can you be 6 feet apart on stage at Hoopty Doo? No.
Probably.
But Laugh For You can't, because I don't even see those people. I just see the animated.
You don't know where their stations are, where the windows are, or whatever else. They could be right next to each other for all you know.
Well, then put them in a glass cage of emotion. Put them in a glass box. Give them some
meanwhile
breathing holes.
The point is, I hope that Monsters, Inc. will drive some people to that.
Well, I think what you're saying, Roxanne, is if they were to add some things from this show, it would be current to the younger children. Like, you know, I just watched that guy I'd love to see him. Yeah. So I think that would be really cool if that's something they ended up doing. So there's that. And then there's something else that comes out. Well, it will have come out by the time this episode airs. So we have not watched it yet. Can anybody tell us a little bit about Behind the Attraction?
It is going to literally be behind the scenes at some of your favorite attractions. I believe I could be totally wrong. I want to say Haunted Mansion's the first one.
Okay. So is it one attraction per episode, or do we know?
I believe so.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Rox, any idea on that?
I don't know. I haven't
really I've seen the preview for it. I've seen the preview and it looks like there's multiple attractions, but I think it's episode by episode. Okay. They're just going to dive in.
Yeah.
And for those of us who love the Imagineering story, this is really sparking my imagination. I want to watch the Imagineering story again. When Disney Plus first launched, the two things that I was most excited about was The Mandalorian and The Imagineering Story.
Right.
And both of which were amazing.
Amazing.
Since I'm not a Marvel guy, so you guys can talk Loki all night, I suppose, if you wanted to.
It's kind of sleepy. I know you loved it.
No,
people are out of their minds about it. The Marvel people are nutty about it.
I don't watch Loki, so I have no idea.
Loki is good, and there's a lot of Easter eggs in it, but we'll get to that topic. You finish the topic that you're on.
So this is the kind of thing, you know, one day at Disney and all the stuff that takes you behind the scenes with, you know, one day at Disney is great. There's 63 or 56 episodes of it. They're short, but you know, you get to meet the pastry chef or meet the guy who designs the windows or, you know, all these people do all these really cool things. And I think this is just an extension of that. Sure. So I'm really fired up for this type of thing because this is the type of stuff that I really am into. So I'm super excited about that.
Before we jump into Loki, because I can see that is a hot button here on this podcast, this is not animated, but neither, I guess, was the last thing. But the Mighty Ducks series was also super fun. If you have kids that like you want to watch something that's not Boss Baby, and they, you know, like you want to watch something you can enjoy as a family where you're the adult is as entertained as the child, as long as your children are a little bit older. I mean, not babies, but like mine are 9 and almost seven. And, you know, it was fun for us because we watched the original Mighty Ducks and, right. you know, what's his name? Emilio Estevez or whatever.
Yep.
He's in it. I love the Gilmore Girls. So I'm just going to call her Lorelai, even though that's not her real name. She is in it. And then some of the other original ducks come back in one of the episodes. So that's super fun. It also introduced my kids, and I have to laugh about this, to an episode coming out week by week. I believe that was the first, I mean, other than The Mandalorian.
The first thing they couldn't binge.
But it was like, yes. They honestly were like, wait, we can't watch another episode?
Right.
And I was like, so yeah. Children, this is how it used to happen back in the day.
You and over the summer, we have to wait 3 months for the next episode.
Yes. Right? So that's also how The Secret of Sulfur Springs is. If you guys haven't watched that yet, Secret of Sulfur Springs on Disney Plus was also episodic week by week. Mm-hmm. And that was a really good one. But guess, okay, so today we're recording this on the 20th. Tomorrow is the 21st. Guess what new series comes out tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, what is it, Jules?
Turner and Hooch! Turner and Hooch, the freaking series we're getting. I am so excited. Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie either.
We clearly watch different types of
Turner and Hooch. Well, I grew up in a police family, so I watched Turner and Hooch as a kid, right, with Tom Hanks, which Disney Plus also has if you haven't seen it before. But starting tomorrow, we're getting a whole series. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
Well, she'll have to give us a follow-up on that. So quickly, before we jump into the next thing, there are a lot of Marvel.
Marvel movies?
Marvel.
There's a lot of Marvel going on right now, and it is so good.
I just can't. Yeah.
Loki, there are situations. There are so many Easter eggs in Loki. It is so good. It is even tying in with WandaVision in some places. Mm-hmm. The Simpsons have a new short out that is The Good, the Bart, and the Loki. Mm. Totally adorable. But I do have to mention something. I just want to mention this. I don't know if y'all know, but Black Widow is officially the first movie in the Marvel MCU that does not have a cameo of Stan Lee. Disney's official policy now is that they are not posthumously adding cameos of him. So that is
super sailed.
That's completed. That ship has sailed. I was kind of hoping that they would do like a poster on the wall or a picture on a bookshelf kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but they didn't do it. So you won't find any Stan Lee cameos that I am aware of in Loki. Although you will find new Chris Hemsworth audio in Loki.
Just audio.
Audio is not as yummy.
Just audio. But
really does have everybody's that accent, on board. Though.
Lots of Easter eggs going on. It really is good. I guess you could say it's slower in some areas, but it's about the world building. Sure. It's about the story.
And if you're
building.
Really into it, I think it's just like if you're really into Star Wars, Mandalorian was for you.
Oh
if
my
you're
God,
really
it's so
into
good.
You know, the Marvel, the Avengers, that whole side
the whole,
of things.
How everything comes together, yeah.
For you. This is the last thing I will say, because I don't think we touched on, what is it, Luca? Is that what it's called? Luca?
Yeah.
Which one?
Luca? That was called?
Movie.
Yeah, the movie.
We talked about Luca.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it very long, but the one thing that said while... you were talking is which made me think of this. In that movie, there are a lot of really fun things from other Pixar movies on the walls and throughout, a lot of really good, fun, hidden gems. So the second you watch it, look up them and then look for them in the movies, because some really fun things like homages to other fun movies that you can kind of pick out along the way.
Episode 3 of Monsters at Work has a bunch of Easter eggs and a bunch of Disney stuff.
That's
like plain
out. That's so fun. I like to look for those. If you can, you know, look for them and also focus on the movie at hand. So sometimes it's better the second time you watch the movie to focus on those things. All right. Well, there are a lot of good things on Disney Plus. So if you are at home or you're wanting to do a picnic night, there are a lot of new things. I'm sure as we go into the holiday season, when typically more movies would come out, you know, Thanksgiving is big and those kind of things. So maybe we'll see a lot more stuff that is dual at your movie theater and at, you know, on Disney Plus. We'll see how that trend goes. Will it continue to trend in that way? Will they stop doing Premier Access? Does it make them money? All good things. Yes, Jules?
Can I just say my favorite, I just want to, like, my favorite Easter egg of the whole week. Every summer we rewatch The Parent Trap. We watch the old one and then we watch the new one. I noticed an Easter egg in the Lindsay Lohan version that I hadn't noticed before.
Ooh, what you got?
In the scene in the cabin where the girls are in the isolation cabin and they're on their separate beds, carved into the wall is Vicky Loves Nikki. Vicky is the girlfriend from the first movie.
Yeah.
Right? So but it's like, carved into the wall in the cabin where they are, and it's in like a bunch of shots. Mm. Vicky Loves Nikki.
So
but I had never noticed it before.
Homage to the first movie, a little nod. Right. To the
yes.
First movie.
And then, of course, if you know the movies, you know that Meredith's mother in the Lindsay Lohan version is Vicky from the first movie.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Yeah. But I just thought that was super cute that they put Vicky Loves Nikki carved into the cabin.
So let us know, what are your favorite Disney Plus? What are your favorite little hidden gems or Easter eggs, as my friend Jules likes to call them? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So moving on, as you know, we love Disney movies and animated and Pixar, and it comes, you know, all different. Good Lord. When you start talking about Disney movies, it is so broad. I'm pretty sure every movie has like a sixth sense of Disney. I'm sure there's some way to relate it back. But we're going to try to hone in on a few. And Roxanne has made a list for us. And I'm sure this will create quite the debate. It's not so much a game as it is more of a debate this evening. And it is. So we'll still have Jules sing us in, because what's a week without Jules singing us in?
And now your host for today's debate / game / whatever it turns out to be, Roxanne.
We'll see what it's right
now. Tell us what we're doing.
We're gonna love it, like it, hate it, or never seen it for some Disney movies. And I went through the list and picked out some obscure ones that aren't quite in the mainstream. Like, there's no Beauty and the Beast on this list. We know how we feel about Beauty and the Beast.
We love it.
We know how we feel about, you know, Aladdin, things like that.
We love it.
Went a little deeper with some Disney movies.
Lord.
All right, fire it up.
I'm going to not have seen half of these.
Go.
It's possible. We have no idea. I'm going to start you off with one you may not even have known was a movie.
Oh, God.
The Haunted Mansion.
Terrible.
Yes.
The Eddie Murphy movie? It's awful.
Yes. Yeah, it's a staple.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Never seen it.
It starts out with so much promise, but then it goes very quickly.
So was it created after before the ride?
After.
I didn't know. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Eddie Murphy was born after the ride was.
That could be the remake. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So I love it. I also love her wedding dress in it.
Like, based on the ride, they're like, let's make
yes.
Well, I guess that's what's happening with Jungle Cruise. So in a couple of years, we can talk about the same kind of.
It's based on the legend of Gracie Manor.
Okay.
It's not based on like the bride. You know how the ride is like the bride who killed all her husbands?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, it's based on the legend of Mr. Gracie. It's not based on the bride. Okay.
And you like it?
And have I seen love it.
And Jim, have you seen it once?
And that was enough.
It was a waste of your time. Okay. And then Roxanne, you've seen it?
see it at once, and it started out with a lot of promise, looked pretty good, and then it just went downhill.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go with, since it's 2-1, I'm probably not going to watch it.
All right. Oh my gosh. You have to watch it at least once. Don't be like that. You might really like it.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
so let's go further in the list. There might be more things that she needs to watch.
Jeez, you can even watch it for free. You know, they play it on 31 Nights of Halloween every stinking year.
I hate Halloween.
And it'll be on Disney Plus.
You know, I don't like scary things.
Not scary. That's half the problem.
I know it's not, but I stay away from like those.
It would have been better if it was scary.
20-something nights. Oh, maybe they can come up with a new version that's a little bit scarier.
Next.
All right. What's next?
All right. I'm gonna throw one to you, Joel. To Joy. High School Musical.
Which one?
Why? Because I was born the same year it came out. I'm joking.
You are not. I'll stop you so hard.
I know there's multiple ones. We're just going with the first one.
I
obviously love it.
Seen the first one. Okay,
number two is my favorite, but I've seen number. But
I don't even know that I've seen
that. High School Musical in Canada. I watch it every day. Oh my god!
I like see the problem with the High School Musical. For me, was like a miss. Like I was too old and too, but I didn't have kids. You know what I mean? Like I was too old and too cool. I guess to watch it, but then I didn't have like any kids or any like nieces or whatever that were into it. However, I do love me some Zac Efron, and I feel like he has just blossomed as an actor. And so,
my gosh.
I am not even joking.
Maximum of his
I'm so glad he's here tonight.
Blossomed as a thirst trap. That's about it.
I'm not even joking. Like, if you like a good chick flick, I'm going to have to look it up. My husband is going to be so mad at me because I do not know the name of this movie. But he is in this movie that we call the coffee movie because every scene they're holding a cup of coffee. I'm going to have to ask what the name of the coffee movie is.
He's super good. And is it 17? Wait, is it 17 again?
Oh yes. And what's the movie in Netflix that he plays like the killer, Ted Bundy or something?
Oh yeah,
he's great in that. Wow. So don't be discounting Zachary. He had to get his start somewhere. And some of the great, like Justin Timberlake as Christina
Aguilera. Is it his mom, Nora Ephron, or is she his aunt?
Oh, I don't know. But people have to get their start on Disney sometimes, and you know, it just is what it is. So good for you.
And kudos to the ones who don't make it out and become addicts.
Yes. Right. I mean, I'm sure he had a slip here and there, but he seems to be on the straight and narrow at the moment. He did do. Oh, and did you see I think it was Netflix too, where he like travels the like world with this other guy, like conservative and looking like
I did good for one
you.
Of those.
Way to use your money to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is actually entertaining. And another good picnic night if you need one. All right, moving on.
But back to High School Musical. Number one is good. Number two is the best. Number three was just okay.
Good to know.
Okay.
All right.
Glad you know all that.
I have no opinion.
Yeah, okay, because Disney summer movies, Disney Channel original movies in the summertime are the best movies.
She was like a buried. I have no idea what you said.
I can delete
I have no idea what she said. Go ahead, Rox.
I was just going to say I was the same boat because I was too old to watch it, but my daughter was too young to watch it
when
it
came
out. Well, we were right in the sweet spot, so we watched it every freaking day.
Oh, you were. Oh, Avelina. I feel like that is, like, good, though. It's, like, wholesome.
Yeah, no, she loved it. You know, she loved
teenage,
it.
Teenage,
yeah. And she was a big theater kid.
I just got a text.
She was a performer. So,
from Robert. And the name of the coffee movie is That Awkward Moment. And if you have not watched it, it is actually pretty good.
Did he text
you
that?
It's a good, like, chick flick.
Did he give you a hard time?
Him. I'm like, what's the name of the coffee movie? No, he just said it's That Awkward Moment. We call it the coffee movie. I honestly don't really know the name of it, but now I do. It's called That Awkward Moment. It has some deep layers. It has some fun, like, a bunch of, like, it has that Michael B. Jordan in it. It's, like, before they become, like, you know, in a lot of things, but it's a gem. Mm-hmm. Go back and find it, people. It's definitely free somewhere. So find it on something.
And if you really loved High School Musical and you need him singing, then watch Greatest Showman.
Mm. Again, another gym he was in.
Okay. No, yeah, no, moving on.
Can of worms with
Zachary. I love Zachary. Go on.
Do a whole night of
all right, Jim. This
I'm going to do a whole episode on Zachary next week.
This
number
one's for
three
me,
is for son? You, Jim. Yeah.
Okay.
Rogue One.
Oh, it's the best.
Great.
Love it. Love it. Love, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
One it's of the best ones.
It's the second. It's the second really best is. In the series.
Yeah. And what's
second best in the series?
What's the first?
Empire, without question. Empire than Rogue One. Here's what I love about Rogue One.
Ooh, give it to
first
us.
Of all, it is a war movie.
Yeah.
It is not. Yeah. It is not a movie for children. It's not a happy ending.
Yeah, you know,
and
like that.
Everybody who brought their young children was shocked to find out that this was not. It's got a couple like
Star Wars movie.
Right. Yeah, no, this is a war movie. It's a war film.
Was it the first of the side stories?
Yeah, it's the first of the side stories. It completely 100% ties the sequels to the the prequels to the originals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It literally Star Wars A New Hope starts 30 seconds after Rogue One ends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It shows the ruthlessness of Darth Vader. Yeah. It, you know, why is the entire galaxy afraid of Darth Vader? Watch the last 5 minutes of Rogue One. Mm-hmm. It's got heart and hope and death and tragedy. Yeah. And it's got everything you want in a movie, even if it wasn't part of the Star Wars canon.
That's what I was
it stands say. As a totally great standalone. Movie.
All it is on a standalone. Own. And I know you guys love Star Wars and I like it. I don't know if I love it, but I love the land and I love, you know, the theming and I love how well it's done. But I loved Rogue One. Like, it was a great movie, and it could, like, I would have liked it had it not been part of the Star Wars franchise.
Right,
so
exactly.
if you're not a huge Star Wars fan, but your boyfriend is and you want some brownie points, or your hubby is or something and you want to, you know, I don't know, get some cool points, be like, oh, let's watch Rogue One tonight, because they will like it. And actually, you will like it too. And you don't have to know the consecutive story. You don't have to know the backstory. I mean, it's great if you know these things, but you don't have to. That is like a story within itself, like its own entity, beginning to end. Whereas some of the other Star Wars movies, you know, it leaves you hanging at the end because you need the next one to keep the story going. Yeah.
World War II movie in space.
Yeah, it's fantastic, start to finish. Mm-hmm. It's cast well. It was acted well. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
there were no poor. There's no poorly acted roles in it.
Nope.
You know, you have, of course, the smart ass droid, which you need. You know, you need something in a Star Wars movie for a little levity. There's nothing bad about Rogue One. Yeah.
I'd say we were about halfway through the movie when it just dawned on me that in A New Hope, there's a line where they say a lot of people die.
Yeah, die, bring, get us this information.
About halfway through War One, I realized, oh my God, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
And then
a whole new level for me that, like, oh no, you know.
Yeah.
So good.
And it's a cool premise to go back to that as a side story, because, you know, this is the opening, you know, yellow crawl of A New Hope is Rogue One, right? The rebels have stolen the plans for the Death Star. Well, here we go. Okay. It's a one paragraph throwaway to the open of that. And this is the story of that, you know, and it's so well done. It's so well done.
Mm-hmm. And did you see it in the theater?
I did twice. There's no plot holes in it. There's no, like, you know what I mean? Like, in all the new Star Wars movies is like, that couldn't happen because of this, or that couldn't happen because of that. It's impossible. Okay. How'd that happen? Whatever. There's no plot holes in Rogue One. It all
this
makes
shouldn't
sense.
Be a surprise. But yeah. I cried at the end.
I was sobbing by the end.
I'm not going to spoil for anybody who hasn't seen it, because you need to see it for yourself. But this was the first movie after Carrie had passed away.
Sure. Yeah.
And what then the way that they paid, the way that they paid tribute to her.
Sure. Yeah.
That situation, it was like, I was already emotional of what was going on. And then that happened. And I was like,
you know what though? For me,
it had to happen, Peter, whoever,
mm-hmm. the one they animated, you know who I'm talking about.
It'll come to me. General.
Yeah. Tarkin, is that his name?
Tarkin. Yeah. Tarkin.
Yeah. Right. So I thought he looked really good, but mm-hmm. I will say that the one weak link for me is what you're talking about, Jules.
Yeah.
Really? She was crying, so she couldn't really tell.
Is it because she was younger? It was like hardening back to old.
Because it looked fake. That's why.
Mm. Did it look more fake than the hologram?
I don't think the hologram looks fake. I don't think the hologram looks fake.
I'm joking.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm just kidding.
I appreciate what they did, and I love the way they did it. And I watched this movie on Blu-ray literally 2 weeks ago from start to finish because I got a new stereo and I wanted to crank it through it. And what a better way to do it than that.
Yes. But it was like, thank you.
Yeah, it was. But that is the, for me, the one weak piece of that is the way she looked. So there you go.
Without spoiling it.
Why? But deeper. go back and just look at that scene.
Yeah.
I think for as amazing as the rest of it was it an afterthought? Was it a whatever? They could have, they could have put a face on it.
I think they had to do it because of what happens in A New Hope.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because otherwise we don't know how she got there.
I don't discount them doing it, but I think the way it looked was the weak link.
Yeah. Okay.
That, if I had to pick one thing out of it that I didn't like, that would be it. That they did it, but the way it looked.
Well, we can spend 7 hours on Star Wars.
We can on Rogue One. So the first half.
Okay, we just spent 7 hours on it. Musical.
I know, right?
That
was way out of it. Yeah. It was like Zac Efron versus next. Rogue One. Go on.
Okay. Number four. Let's do Enchanted.
I love Enchanted.
Oh my god,
New York City,
really so good,
yeah. And it has so McDreamy good. In it.
Yes, McDreamy and James
and Idina Menzel is in it,
right? James Franco.
She is where?
And Idina Menzel is the girlfriend. Is the girlfriend.
Yeah? She's the girlfriend. Mm.
He's
going to marry, and then she ends up getting with the prince.
She turns into a cartoon and goes back to the cartoon.
Yes.
World. Oh, yep. I'll have to check that out.
And actually becomes a Disney princess later on.
No, that movie's awesome.
It's like some foreshadowing for like
it's a very cool premise.
Yeah.
It's a very cool premise and it's done very well. Mm-hmm. Like this would actually happen if that happened.
It is so perfect for Amy Adams. Yeah. So perfect.
She was great in it. And I love the scene where all the like the squirrels.
I was just gonna say that when she calls all the cockroaches. Yeah.
I don't think when she watched that. So I'm gonna add that to the list.
When that's she's in the alleyway and she meets the homeless man and he like smiles and she's like, oh, and then he steals her crown. She's like, you are not a very nice old man.
Yeah, I love your reenactment. That's so good.
All right, ready for another one?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Another one.
Oh, Big Hero 6.
Oh, by the way, Enchanted 2 is currently filming right now. Oh. It's currently filming.
Coming to a theater near you or Premier Access.
Are these going
to
be...
Yeah.
Are these the same people or is it going to be like a reboot? What's happening? The
same people.
Oh.
Same people. Yep. Cool. But it's currently filming right now.
Where are they now? They're like at the old folks home. Because when did that come out? It was a long time ago.
It's been a while.
I think this is like her life now. Okay. She's. I think it's actually called Disenchanted, as I think what they're calling it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she's not happy with...
Oh, 2007.
Anyway. Yeah. She's not happy with
Victory.
That's
a long time
old?
Ago. Yes.
Wow.
Well, crap, it's 2021. We can't go there because I was going to say, is Meredith happy with McDreamy anymore? I mean, things change. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's dead.
Very long time.
Is he dead?
Well, I'm just saying. I know, but there was a point like, where they, you know.
2007 is like prime. I'm looking at the list of Disney movies from 2007. And I'm like, so Evelyn would have been.
That's a good vintage.
She would have been like 90, 17, 18, 19, 9, yeah, like 19, 18. This is a good year. We saw a lot of this stuff. Yeah. Good year for that.
Oh, there are a lot.
Yes, they're both in it.
Even McDreamy Susan and was Adams in there.
Are both going to be in it.
Susan Sarandon.
Mm-hmm. She had a lot of there. Big names in that one.
Wasn't she the queen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She was. She was a stepmother.
Look at me pulling it from 2007.
What? Look at that. What?
Come on.
He's not old at all, people. All right.
Still got his memory.
He hasn't lost
He's everything. Hanging in there.
Most of the time.
It's all the Prevagen.
All right, moving on.
All right, number 5, Big Hero 6.
Mm. Yay!
Loved it. I loved it. Here's the thing, I hadn't seen it. I hadn't seen it. And last year when we were all in the house together forever, Evelyn's like, you need to watch Big Hero 6. She's like, you're really going to like it. And I really, really did. It was very good.
So I think
for Baymax.
So I think that was actually Wells's first movie in the theaters, and I was hosting a baby shower at my house, so I did not partake in that. And I do not know that I have ever. He's watched it like here and there on other things, but I don't know that I've ever seen it. Not because I don't want to or because I hate it, but I missed the original boat, and so
yeah, it was just one of those. You should watch it.
It is. It's so good. And there's a Stan Lee cameo because it's Marvel, technically.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's quite good. Okay, I liked it a lot. I was pleasantly surprised at how much I liked it.
All right.
I really wish if they were going to update any place in Disneyland or California Adventure, I would really, really love San Francisco to be a section, a land where you could go. It would be so, so cool. They could get so creative with that, with the food, with the character meet and greets, with like the whole thing. It could be really, really well done.
And doesn't that movie tie into the thing that they put in the center of Epcot now? The big portal. Isn't that what that portal is? It's from that movie.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm joking.
I don't know.
No. Oh, you
think I don't know.
Yeah, are you talking about
what it looks like? The portal.
I think she's being funny, guys. Everybody laugh. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Where's she going?
I'm allergic to your jokes.
I think she was telling a joke.
Where'd she go?
I had to go up the island.
Oh.
Oh, I told him to text me
if I could open the door, but he didn't.
All right. Want to do one or two more so that you can get done with.
Number 6. Let's do Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes. Love it.
I mean, I don't love it or hate it, but I do.
Yeah, I have no opinion.
I like the Mickey's Christmas Carols, but
I like the George C. Scott Christmas Carol.
Have you watched the Mickey's one? Like the Mickey's Christmas
Carol. Yeah, it's called Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, and then there's the second one, the little shorts. They're fun. I don't know about Muppets.
But
no.
There
are no little shorts of Mickey's Christmas Carol. Mickey's Christmas Carol is Mickey's Christmas Carol. It's from the 80s.
No, Scrooge I know. McDuck but then there's like the second, like where they have.
That's Once Upon a Christmas. That's right. Completely different. Sorry, that's not nothing to do with one of the
others. I like corrected.
Anything with Mickey Ignorant in it.
Stay in your lane.
I'm going to swerve over and not do the Muppets and then swerve back and watch just Mickey.
Muppet Christmas Carol is a classic.
So I can't remember. I'll have to watch it again.
That's one of the best lines an absolute, ever.
Which is?
Yes.
Light the lamp,
not the rat.
Light what?
Like the lamp, not the rat.
Light the lamp, not the rat.
Like the lamp, not the rat.
Okay.
Because Gonzo is the lamplighter in Dickensian England, and Rizzo is like his partner, and they're telling the story. That has such good puppets. It has such good cinematography. Michael Caine is... Scrooge. It's really good. The music is really good. Here comes Mr. Homebug. Here comes Mr. Oh, it's such a good movie. Such a good movie.
It really is.
Listen, all that to say, my favorite Christmas Carol is actually the 1951 version with Alistair Sim,
Also great.
Which is excellent. And that's the one that we watch every Christmas Eve without fail. But we do not miss Muppet Christmas Carol or Muppet Treasure Island.
I do love the George C. Scott version, though.
All right.
Well, on that note, we'll visit
those during the holiday season. We'll give you a next. Whole list of things to watch.
All right. You want another one? Number 7, Old Yeller.
Old Yeller, come back, Yeller. Best dog on dog in the West.
Great, great movie. You want to cry.
That's Joy. How you introduce your children.
Joy's not saying anything about this one.
To death. I think this is how you...
Have you not seen it?
I don't know that I have, like, all the way through.
Old Yeller?
I mean, no, not all
You need to see Old Yeller. You call yourself
an American? Are so many country songs about...
I know who Old Yeller is, but I can't say I've watched
What happens at the end
down.
Of Old Yeller?
I mean, oh my God.
Don't tell her. She won't watch it.
No, I'm not going to tell her. What happens at the end?
Like Phoebe from Friends, her demon.
Everybody
never
dies. It's like an alien invasion.
Movie.
They all die. Yeah. You need to watch Old Yeller.
Listen, okay, you either have to watch
a list of things to do in between editing this podcast.
And you have to watch Shane. So if you haven't watched Old Yeller, you got to watch Old Yeller and you got to watch Shane.
I know I haven't watched Shane. I don't even know.
Come back, Shane.
Okay, Roxanne obviously hasn't watched Shane either. So look, I am not as old as you people. And I feel like my Disney movies started like Snow White and then from there. And I'm more
everybody started.
Snow White is the first one.
That's where he started with.
My daughter is younger than you. She watched Old Yeller in school.
That's because you made her to. You made her. Fine.
I didn't make her.
What you need to do is go back to your parents and say how to deprive me of this Disney classic.
1957 Old Yeller.
57? See, 57. Okay. See, I have no aversion to these things. I just haven't watched it. All right.
Well. I feel like it's the pinnacle. It was Bambi and Old Yeller that was like your introduction to the way that life works.
You're like Pollyanna. It's only
sad
3 years later.
Animals. Well, my family had different priorities. It was like Pollyanna versus animals. I don't know.
No, you need
Pollyanna lives. That's no fun.
Yeah. Maybe my parents were shielding me from the death that is with animals.
Inevitable.
Also, my parents weren't big animal people, so maybe that has something to do with it.
You need to see Old Yeller.
All right. I'm adding it to the list. All right. Final one. What you got for us?
Don't watch it with your kids. They'll never be the same.
But we have to live text it. We need live reaction, live tweet.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like live texting while you're doing it.
Oh, God. Okay. Will we live text all day
that's
long?
That's never happened. She's like, she's like, that's not happening.
All right, Roxanne, last one of the evening.
Last one, number 8.
We can continue this fun game another
evening.
We can't
because I have a whole bunch more. We didn't even get to half of these that I wrote down.
We didn't even get to Descendants, which is like the High School Musical of today's time that I had to watch 975,000 times with my child.
It's not even on my list. I have to add that.
It's an oldie, but a goodie, but a newie. I'm not really sure.
It's not okay.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's not that old.
It's not old.
I know. It just feels like it was so long ago, but it wasn't. It was 2 years ago. She was really into it. All right. Last one.
All right. Number 8, A Bug's Life.
Oh, love it.
Oh, well, love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Underrated.
So
in the
well
canon.
Done Oops, and sorry. Underrated. Absolutely. Absolutely underrated.
Mm-hmm. I'm very sad.
And definitely go watch that ride show and let the little
things
bugs
buzz your butt.
Go on your butt. Gosh, the bee gets me every time. Gosh darn it. Every time in the back. Every time. I'm going to pull my back up, but then I don't.
No, then you don't. I haven't been on it in 10 years, so I could probably it'll all be new to me.
Yes, ride That's it again. And it's available, so you can use it on your next trip. Do it on your next
trip.
There
you go. Okay.
All right. Well, as always, it's been fun, and we'll be back next week with something new. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a new announcement. Maybe we won't, but we'll come up with something for you. See you next week. As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.